X-N0TR.
KO4HX.
Sorry, I missed you. I saw you on the security camera. Bernice had brought the Greer newspaper in, and we were sitting on the bed and listening to Adam 12 and reading that. I did not hear you, buddy. I apologize. I was expecting you to text me if you was going to be able to make it or call me. But I didn't have the radio on either.
I tried on the radio, but I was driving, so I couldn't call or text. So that's the reason why. No big deal. I may have to run back down here tomorrow anyway. If I do, I'll give you a text in because I'll be in my personal vehicle, a little easier to get around.
That would be great. And I know when you're going to be there or something. We could always set them out on the table, too. But got a beautiful picture of you, a video of you, actually. And I seen you knocked on the door, I think. I don't know if you rang the doorbell. We didn't hear any of them because we was in the back bedroom.
Well, sweetie, I did ring the doorbell. I did knock, but I was like, well, maybe they're doing something else or they had something come up. Like I said, it's been a crazy day for me anyway. So it's just I'm ready for this week to be over with.
Things are that way. Well, there's another alternative. Walk down to the back door there at the basement, push that big green button, and there's a buzzer there that will wake up the dead. And I would answer that for sure, and I could hear that over anything because I built that buzzer myself.
I have to remember that for next time. But like I said, if I end up coming down tomorrow, I'll give you a call and get something set up then. But it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Sorry to show up unannounced like that. But when I'm driving, I try to leave my telephone alone.
No apology needed for that. That's a smart move. I don't text while I'm driving. If a text comes in and I see it, I'll hand the phone over to Bernice. And she barely knows how to do it, but I can usually tell her. But I don't either. And I got Bluetooth on the phone, so it just comes up where the radio displays that, and you just touch that name, and if it's in your phone book. And you don't have to take your eyes off the road or anything. I really like that. But I met a real nice guy today. He come over and bought a tuner from me, KK4GD. His name is Joe, and he lives just down the road there from us, down in the direction of Highway 14. And that surprised me. That's been on the swap net forever, and Gary did that for us.
Glad you sold that. It's good that the swap net's working out. And Gary puts a lot of effort into that, and it's nice to see somebody reaps a reward out of it.
Well, it should be good. I sent it in to MFJ, both of them. I had two of them, and sent it in, both of them into MFJ, and they calibrated them. And I got it back, and it didn't cost a whole lot because there wasn't nothing wrong but one little tiny capacitor in one of them. Something 10 picofarad, I think it was, they replaced. But they said it was all good to go. So I just decided, well, I'll just keep the other one then. And, you know, I might turn it loose, but I got a spare in the meantime.
And so I don't forget to tell you, I left the egg carton there at the door, so don't trip over it.
I saw that on the video, and Bernice just now went out and picked it up. All right, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow then sometime. Give me a holler, and have a good day. At least you're out there in peace and quiet and can drive back without having any problems. Safe out there, Patrick. KO4HKX N0TR. I'm headed to the showers.
Hey, Patrick, you got to ring real loud for that old man. He's deaf as a doorknob.
All right, Tom. Well, thank you, Miss Bernice, and you and Miss Bernice for everything, and I'll definitely try to get up with you tomorrow. And hey, Rusty, yeah, I can't say anything. I'm getting that way myself.
You're wrong about that, Rusty. Everything else is shot, but my ears are still pretty good shape.
I know what it's like. That's why I pick on him. He knows that I'm picking on him. And hello, Tom.
Hello, Rusty. I would have to say everything else is shot, Rusty. You'd be correct about that, but I got fairly good ears. They've depreciated some, but they're pretty good. And Bernice has got some hearing aids, but I cherish that. I heard them chopping some trees down out there way across the section there behind us. There's supposed to be a guy built a couple of houses back there. I hope I can't see him. There was 27 acres out there they sold.
Hey, your neighborhood is growing up, Tom. You're not going to be out in the country anymore. Go ahead, Pat.
4-8-6. Yeah, everything around there is growing up. So you'll be consumed before too much longer, I'm sure.
We're playing back there, Patrick. And there's only two flat places he could build, and I hope he picks the first one. And like my neighbor said, unless we're brought into the city, and I don't think they'll do that. It was voted down before. They won't be able to mess up my range out there out back. I don't use it that often anymore, so it's not a big deal. And got other friends that I could go to if I need to. Oh, I brought the SD card in and saw a couple of coyotes on there, and a raccoon, and two possums this time. So I love to do that. I hate to see them build anywhere back there. It drives the wildlife off. We got lots of deer back there, too. Go ahead, Rusty.
And yours is a country zoo out there sometimes, Scott. I've seen some of the pictures you sent me. And by the way, that thing you sent me the other day with all the laughs, I forwarded that on to somebody else that I thought would have a laugh out of it. I'll let you go and let Patrick pay attention to his driving because he's probably headed home and through for the day. And I got to get ready to get a radio tuned up and everything ready because I got to call the sideband net tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll talk to both of you later. KO4HKX to take it, W2T. 7-3s, guys.
Hey, Rusty. You had fun tonight calling it. Go ahead, Tom.
Good evening, Rusty. And look for you later on the net, or if you're busy, not so much. But I always leave room for you to trigger before me to get in there. And don't aim to tee up on you there when we're checking in, being we're in the same group. But yeah, Gary said Joy laughed at that so much, Rusty. And she liked that one where that little girl was. It took me a while to figure it out. She was putting Band-Aids on a crack in the road and just trying to solve the world's problems. That was cute. Anyways, Patrick, I sent that one to you too, but I don't know if you got time to look at it. We'll see you guys later. This is N0TR73.
And yes, I got a chance to look at it. I know exactly which one you're talking about. And yes, that one was a good one. That little girl putting the Band-Aids on the crack in the asphalt.
I couldn't stop laughing at that one, Patrick. It's nice to see some good, happy ones now and then. You see so much of the other things on TV. Good night. KO4HKX and 0TR.
It must have been a really big Band-Aid.
It was just a little bitty girl, and she had a crack in the asphalt.
Oh, bad guy. I thought you were talking a pothole. Hey, Tom. Hey, Patrick. KJ4, CTD, Mobile. Wyatt. OX.
A little bitty girl and a patch in the asphalt. She was trying to solve the world's problems with a header on it. And she was putting Band-Aids all up that little crack in the asphalt. It was kind of cute, Wyatt. Well, I'm going to go. I'm getting ready to hit the rain locker and then go downstairs in a little bit. 73s, so I'll let you take it, Wyatt. KJ4CTD and 0TR, clerk.
All right, good talking to you, Tom. Glad you're feeling better. Catch you later. KJ4CTD. Move! I'll be out here for a few more minutes, KO4HKX. I'm at the drugstore on the way home, but I just left work. Corporate books are closed. Yay! I'm so ecstatic. I think it may be a record for me. First, I missed that one. Some books. They gotta be got to be sent into the IRS by the 15th of March, and I tried to get them done before the 15th of February, and I think I made it.
Nice to have a goal and be ahead of the schedule. It seems like I'm always running behind lately.
Not to be ahead of schedule, but, you know, once this actually gets to the accountant, then I got to start on my own taxes.
Appointment, the 16th or the 20th, whatever Friday that is, whichever one works out to be Friday.
Thankfully, I'm not feeling like I'm far behind because I'm still waiting on 1099s to come in from all sorts of people, and I'm sure they'll have something to complain about on the corporate books. Hey, you didn't get a W-9 from this dude, why not? And then I have to go find that dude to get a W-9 from him because I paid him more than $600 in the year.
That's about crazy on that $600 amount.
I go to Mickey D's without spending $600 anymore.
So once or twice, you will spend more than $600.
Today, I think it was, that a Big Mac deal was like $20. That's just stupid.
Been in one in a while, but I was listening to the radio and they were talking about it the other day. Egg McMuffin, a breakfast sandwich, now cost over $7 at McDonald's, and I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Charge that much because they have to pay $15 an hour for people to work, you know, 4 hours out of an 8-hour shift. I don't understand it.
Somebody said large fry. I can't remember where it was at, so don't hold me to that where it was at. But at McDonald's, large fry somewhere cost $18.
Fry is only a medium-sized baked potato, and I know they don't cost that much.
I wonder if it's truly inflation or if people are not taking advantage in some of these situations.
Both.
I think the same thing. I think there's people out there just taking advantage of it, and then there's other people just trying to do the best they can with what they got.
The person that actually has the cash, he's going to end up paying for everything. Just simply because everybody else is passing it down the line.
Last one with the cash is the one that always ends up paying for everybody.
Think about it. If you're actually in the business of doing things, you have to cover your tax. Your vehicle tax, your property tax, your fuel tax. And you're not going to just, you know, pocket it all. You're gonna pass that cost along to somebody else.
But Wyatt, I have arrived here where I switch vehicles. I'm going to have to bail out of here for a little bit anyway. But I'll give you a shout, and if you're still around, when I get the vehicle switch, I'll carry on for a few more minutes with you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Request a good time. Almost to the drugstore. We'll catch you in a little bit. KG4CTD Mobile.